Blog Talk Radio.
Great is your mercy. Jesus, your loving kindness. I can do this without crying. Toward me. But it's your tender mercy I can see. Every day after day, a brand new mercy every day. More of your love every day. More of your help every day. New determination every day. A new reason for living every day. A new day to love every day. To show forth your wonders every day. To stand in your presence. Help me sing. Help me sing. Help me sing. Sing it. Sing it.
Forever faithful toward me.
And you're always
providing for me.
Can you help me sing?
Great is your mercy.
Is that your testimony? Raise your voice and say, "Great is your mercy."
You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Oh, you are great.
You are great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awe some wonder consider all the world I have that made. Then sings my
Listen, I want you to take the next 20 seconds and testify. I want you to look at somebody and tell them the devil's trying, but I'm still here. The devil's trying, but I'm still here.
He's the great I am. He's the strong and breasted one. He's the beginning and the end, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let's worship Him.
Love you, Lord.
Love you.
Take some time and just love him. Just lift up your hands and begin to sing to him in the spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Ghost. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Welcome to the month of July in the Gregorian calendar. Hallelujah. I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak this morning. And what he said to me, celebrate my greatness. So I want you to look at this, so when you go through every day of this month, every minute, celebrate the greatness of Almighty God. He is greater than great. He's the greatest. Hallelujah. And this is what I heard in the Spirit this morning. And I celebrate the greatness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 10:6, there is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and great is your name in might. 1 Chronicles 16:25, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Psalm 96:4, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. 1 Chronicles 29:11, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 1:5, I said, I beseech you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. Isaiah 12:6, cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Ezekiel 36:23, I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. Joshua 7:9, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the Lord will hear of it, and they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name? Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 12:22, for the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. 1 Kings 8:42, for they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your upstretched arm when he comes and prays towards this house. Chronicles 6:32. Also concerning the foreigner who is not from your people Israel, when he comes from a far country, for your great name's sake, hallelujah, and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this house. Psalm 47:2. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king above all the earth, king of all the earth. Sing praises Psalm. Psalm 47, verse 7. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole world is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. Psalm 48, verse 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. He is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this month, hallelujah, I heard in the spirit, celebrate the greatness of God. Celebrate his greatness in your life. Celebrate his great name above all names. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, oh, almighty God, our great God. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify your name, your great and awesome name. There's no one like you. Almighty God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Oh, your great mercy that's new every morning. Thank you, oh God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this new month. Hallelujah. It is only you who did it. There are some that entered the first of the month of June and did not make it to the 30th of June. But God, is not because we are better than God of you, your grace. We celebrate you, Almighty God. We do not take anything about you for granted. We adore you. We thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought for us, the victory. Oh, sovereign God, almighty God. And that I am. We thank you. We bless your name. And when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. Thank you, Lord, for saving us from the hands of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for our children, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace. And Lord, we ask for mercy, mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Great is your mercy towards us. Hallelujah. We ask for your great mercy. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy, oh God, upon our nieces and our nephews. We say mercy upon everyone under the sound of our voice. Your mercies on you every morning in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, this cyberspace, this network. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our cell tissue organ systems in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus in our children's environment. Release the blood of Jesus in our grandchildren's environment. Release the blood of Jesus in our spouse's environment. The blood, let it flow. Let it flow like a tsunami in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, this morning, oh, God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we put the armor on our spouses, our children. In the name of Jesus, grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our siblings. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews, oh, God. We put on the armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Let the holy light of God begin to shine. Let there be light. Let the light of Jesus Christ shine in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Shine in this service. Oh, you are the glory of God. You are the lifter of our heads. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you for the refreshing. In the name of Jesus, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are refreshed in Christ Jesus. Refreshing in Christ. Refreshing in Christ Jesus, oh God. We walk by your Spirit and not by the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, yes, Lord, there is nothing too hard for you to do. You say, I am the Lord, your God. Is there anything too hard for me to do? No, Lord, you are a God of impossibilities, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we are under an open heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your greater grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for intervening in our affairs and making the crooked places straight, making a way where there seemed to be no way. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are I am that I am. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are awesome, oh God. We bless your name. And Father, this morning we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels, oh God, to minister to us and guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we bless your name. Let your angels strengthen us, your holy angels, Lord, like you strengthened Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you send your holy angels to strengthen each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. We are weak, but you are strong. Activate, oh God, the gift of the Holy Ghost in us, oh God. Help us in our walk, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you, oh God. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining us this morning, we say good morning in Jesus' name. I want everyone to please turn the Bible to the book of Exodus. Exodus 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it, ye shall encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people. Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. He took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captives over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. Children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Kilhariath, beside Baal-Zephon, verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were afraid, and the children of Israel cried. They were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore has thou done with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? But it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. The discouragement, hallelujah, said unto the people, fear ye not. Fear ye not. Someone run with this. Fear ye not and stand still. Fear ye not and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye see today, you shall see them no more forever. Hallelujah. Forever, the Egyptians, I'm speaking, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye see today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord shall fight for you. I hope you're receiving. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest unto me, unto the children of Israel, that they go forward? But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but gave light by light to these, so that none came near the other all night. Hallelujah. This is how God does. He puts a cloud, that darkness, that your enemy cannot even see you. Hallelujah. And then he's the pillar of fire that goes before you. Hallelujah. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused us to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, hallelujah, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took all their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the God, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come against upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. I couldn't stop in the middle of this, because I want you to take your time and go over each and every one. Take time today and go over this. I want you to know there are times the enemy is pursuing you and cannot stop pursuing you. And there are times that God, if you notice the story, God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. God hardened his heart, made him stubborn. Hallelujah. And some of your enemies, God will harden some of our enemies' heart. And they will not give up on pursuing, trying to hurt you, or trying to destroy us, trying to hurt us. They will be persistent. Hallelujah. And sometimes, most times, they think that moving is in their own arrogance and power, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart and Pharaoh's heart. Yes, and they pursued the children of Israel were pursued. They were afraid. And, of course, when they're afraid, they start murmuring, and why do you bring us, and all that stuff. God is faithful. I want you to know that every word God spoke in your life will surely, thousands will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God is for you, who can be against you? The Lord says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Egyptians, you see, will see them no more. And what he said, forever, 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 you no more. Hallelujah. The children of Israel cry out for God. They're afraid, and we all get into those moments. And the Lord said, what do you have in your hand? Hallelujah. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in you? You have the Spirit of Jesus Christ working in you. He's the Father. God is the Father of all spirits. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Christ is in you. We don't need to be fearful. Christ means the hope of glory. Your covenant is not in man, and it's in God. It is only in God. It should only be in God. Regardless of situations in our lives, we must learn to trust in God with all our hearts and soul and mind. We must learn to trust him completely and totally. Hallelujah. You see, God will let the enemy be so covenant that they will overtake you, that they will win. He lets them be very, very comfortable. He allowed the children, the Egyptians, to go into the Red Sea. He could have stopped it. He said, but let them come. And the wind after the children of Israel, and you notice what he did. He put darkness that the Egyptians were in the Red Sea and going through. And they couldn't even see the children of Israel. Darkness, darkness. And they were persistent. They were very covenant. Oh, we're going to get them and carry them to be slaves. Oh, they were covenant. And Pharaoh and his army, and when you read the Bible, it was the best of his army. He took the best. And oh, he thought that they were going to get them back. And this is how, there are times you think that you're so close, I'm going to lose. And the Lord told me to tell you, you are not going to lose this battle, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, finances, whatever it might be about your children, whatever it is about your spouse, whatever it is that you are going through right now, you will not lose. Hallelujah. As long as you keep your eyes on Almighty God, on Jesus, and trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. Keep your faith and trust. What God says, he will do. He will do it. Hallelujah. He's not a man that he should lie. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't be hopeless. You are a child of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are sons and daughters of the King, great King, above all God. And so they went all through the night, doing Israel. And the Bible tells me in the morning watch, and the morning watch is usually it is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. God let them build up that covenant, and what did he do? He just looked through. He just looked. And just from that one look, their wheels were all messed up. Hallelujah. God, I say, you don't need to fight. Stand still and see the salvation. All God needs to do is to look at your stuff as those separate enemies, seen and unseen enemies. As we go through this month, remember there is the greatness of God. Celebrate God's greatness. When God telling you to celebrate his greatness, he's telling you that you are more than victorious. That there you have won. Hallelujah. Because you celebrating the greatness of him. Hallelujah. He looked and look what happened. Pharaoh army. They wanted to turn back, but they couldn't turn back. Enemy will regret. My enemy will regret that they ever pursue me. Wanting to turn back, but there will be no way. It's the Egyptians you see now, you will see them no more forever. I want you to have faith as we go through this month of July. Have faith and trust in God. It might not look okay in your physical eyes, but it's okay. Amen. Because the spiritual realm is the counsel realm. You're looking at things from the flesh and not from the spirit. Hallelujah. Believe and trust in God. Have faith. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, begin to bless him and praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Celebrate the greatness of God in your life. Celebrate the greatness of God in the life of your children. Celebrate his greatness. Hallelujah. The battle is already won. All you got to do, give him a great praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will end with this. And I think I've given this a thousand times, a lot of those who've been with me, but I feel in my spirit to say it once again. It was in the month of July 1969. Hallelujah. I was just 9 years old. And my sister and I was in our room sleeping, and I woke my sister up because at night Jesus came into that room. And my sister will attest to it, test what happened that day. When I woke her up and told her, Jesus said we should move from that room to the other room. From our room. We went to sleep in a room with our mother. My father had traveled. Two brothers were in the room sleeping with my mother, so my mother told us to sleep in my brother's room. And then as the night went away, we heard a sound. And I'm just summarizing it. And there was, we looked, there was fire. Hallelujah. We all were in our mother's room. My sister and I, we all went to my mother's room. You look this side, fire. You look this way, fire. We were entrapped. Fire was all around. How can we get out of this house? My mom and her four kids and my sister said, let's break the window. And my sister, Parita, and my mom took their bare hands and broke that window. My mom told my sister, who is the oldest, to go first, and then my brothers went, and then I went. And then my mom really got a little bit confused, and we started yelling for her to come out, and she came out. This is just a summary. What am I saying? This is the month of July. And every time we get into this month, it was raining, lightning, and thunder. But the Lord saved my mother and her four children. Hallelujah. That's the greatness of God. Hallelujah. The greatness of God. Even when you're surrounded, there is a way of escape. God is a great God. Celebrate his greatness. And watch and see there's so much more he has in store for you. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word, oh God, and the scriptures, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for testimonies. We thank you, Lord. We celebrate your greatness. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance for all that you've promised and all that you will do and are doing in our lives. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for this word of encouragement. We thank you, Lord, for, oh God, that we have faith and trust and confidence in you. We thank you that to know that this battle is not ours, it's the Lord. Father God, we give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you. And we walk in your greatness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Give me eyes to see Give me grace to